Welcome back to the Guildhall Podcast. Please visit us at the-guildhall.net and join us on Discord. You can also join us on Twitch on most Saturdays at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Okay, welcome back to the Guildhall Podcast, National Pay Average Podcast. We're back with the third part of this episode of Rodania. Go ahead.
Yes, anyway, sorry about that happening. I forgot about one other thing.
Yes?
Okay, so I think I need your permission and help to... I wish to open up an artificer school. In your lands.
Okay. From outside of games, do I have enough land to, like, have random buildings open? Like, has this area given me a large quadrant of land?
Yes, but most of it's desert.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So there is going to be an expense to sort of setting up, like, grounds that you can use for purpose, because it's, like, you have to develop desert, and you have to make sure that you're, like, bringing in food and water.
I wanted to put it in the mountains.
If you look at the information on your two towns, you could probably set something up in one of those towns.
In Artificer School, I'd actually prefer in the general desert area. Things explode.
That is true.
Well, that's why I wanted to put it in the mountains, because if push comes to shove, we can just collapse the building on top of itself and kill everybody.
Do you intend for the Artificer School?
What? Sort of like... No. If something horrible were to happen, right? Because something bad always happens. Went, like, really bad, right? I'd rather it not escape.
So, like, when you say...
What does an artificer do? He makes a giant, like, robot that comes to life and tries to take over the city? Like, is that what you think is gonna happen?
Let's change your wordage from collapse and kill everybody to, you know, collapse and contain anything inside.
Yes,
The only reason why I'm confused is because it's not like... It's not like a magic school where you, like, study demonology where you can actually, like, summon, like, a demon from another plane or stuff like that. No. It's artificers, like...
Yeah, no, I understand it, but, like, they might end up making a potion that ends up, you know, like, putting meat bags together, and it becomes, like, this weird organic, like, hive thing that's leaking out, and it's infecting
people. Okay,
all right. Like, you know, look, Prot, it's you and me. They're... Need to be fail-safes, put it.
Okay, that's fine.
We are fighting armies of robots. So if robot uprisings were to happen, it wasn't this game.
That's true. There could be a robot uprising.
Okay, there's no issues with that, but okay. I will stay as previously mentioned, the ordinance of, like, there's going to be a distance from residential areas.
No, I understand it completely. God, please don't put that next to residential. Nobody will sleep. Property value will go down. It's horrible. I wanted to put it, like, in the mountains, like, you know, like where we can test things rather safely, you know, contain it if anything were to forever happen. You know, necessary steps.
There's no issues with that.
Okay. So I have your permission on that. Okay, the other thing. Do I need to file the loan with you, or does that go under do I have to go bother Luke?
You need a loan?
Well, yes. It's very expensive to open one of these.
So you want me to open a school?
No. Don't worry about that much. What did you say it was? Like, something like 10?
It would cost you in the tens of thousands of dollars to like open up an Arcane school. Because what you need to do is basically the grounds and stuff like that. You can afford to do all that sort of stuff, but you like need to hire like professional staff that are like not just that actually like know a thing or two. Like you're trying to hire people who actually have levels in Artificer in order to like teach people. That's where the expense is going to be.
Okay. Yeah. To be fair, I guess they're going to be part of your army at the end of the day, no matter what. So I guess technically, off the rules of the land, you would own it anyway, because that's how the rules work here.
But it's just so you know, my main argument on this side is the fact that there's a difference between
when I don't need all. No, you're not paying the entire thing. I just need to know where to go for the other portion of what is required. You, Luke.
Then that would be Luke to Trush to me. So that would be the so. Luke to make the loan and request. That will go to Trush. We'll then confirm and send me the paper.
First be approved by Luke. Yeah. And then Trush has to work out the finances.
Well, hold on. How does that work? Because the Baron said it's okay to have the school built, not okay to afford it. So I have I went about this in the weirdest way to get the building permit. Okay.
You have to say, like Hans, there's a difference between you wanting to pretty much open up a school and pay for everything, and you requesting me.
I was just about to say, you
school and don't
you got the building permit just my own financials,
which are not the best since I've lost my land and just getting things back.
We are going to get your land back. Don't you worry. I swear that they are going to pay for what they've done to you. Okay. Yes.
Understand those expenses of ours have to go to things that are directly related to that and not...
Of course!
While schooling helps in the long run, we're still in the short run of things.
Yes, but are you going to give up this land?
No.
Exactly. So future investment. But yes, thank you for your permission, Mr. Baron. I'm going to go poke the mines now after I'm done with the rabbit boy. Let's go. And the Baron's like, arrest Hans immediately. Do not let him go to any mine tunnels.
That's fine. Like, really, you're just wanting to. You pretty much have just been like, hey, I want to pay you taxes on a bunch of these things. It's like, okay.
I didn't want to pay you shit in taxes. I was just told I have to.
There you go. Into
Hans is going to pay you future taxes under a pseudonym.
Okay, so here's the question.
Mm-hmm.
Trush is now going to look over your finances. Yeah. Do you let Trush look over all of your finances?
Ooh. So, like, I need to know a little bit more about Trush. Like,
No. Sam, I'm not talking to you.
Oh, like, okay, Hans.
No. Hans is like, he's out, like, you know, like, he's got, like, this much money. And he has this property. He's not going to tell him how he got the property.
No, that's fine. But you don't tell him about the money you have, just the property you have.
Correct, yes. It's going to be like, I'm going to build the greatest artificer city ever.
Okay. Darius?
Yes, I was muted.
Oh, we all muted you again.
Yeah, we knew you were clicky-clacking.
Yeah, okay. That's why I also muted myself.
Okay, all right. So you went with the legal method of basically acquiring the stuff. This person has been dead. Mm-hmm. Technically, they should be contacting next of kin. You want access to it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the problem.
Yeah.
The people are going to go to the judges to try to get back the Warforge that you guys took.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want the paraphernalia, the book along with the control crystals and stuff like that, now, you're going to need to get it now.
Well, shit. Have I been able to... Like, I wasn't given exact places where it was last time. I know it's somewhere, but...
You know where they're housing all of the material, but they don't know precisely which crate contained this store's stuff.
Mm-hmm. But I know the storehouse in general. But yeah. All right. I mean, I'll start poking around there. Fuck it.
Okay. Do you bring anybody in with you on your attempt to sort of break into this? Sorry.
I mean, Harry's been with me for some of these things, but I don't know if he's super interested. I'll broach it with Harry.
Okay.
Cousin Harry.
Mm-hmm. What's up?
Are you interested in doing some light breaking and entering?
I mean, that does sound fun.
We are in a tight schedule. I was trying to be legal about this, but now when we might be losing access to some extra robots, And we need to be a bit hasty.
Okay.
So where are we breaking on the ship?
No. We're heading to in town. There's an old store. We need to look at the find out this storehouse. There's some boxes we need to loot. You know the place where Hans was kidnapped to? But we need to go look at the storehouse where all of that guy's stuff is.
Okay, and then we take his stuff.
Yeah, I mean two things specifically: a crystal and a book. But yeah.
Okay.
The problem is I don't know where in the warehouse we'll be looking. There's a lot of things to look at, probably.
If you had something like that smelled like it, I could sniff it out. But
yeah, Hans.
Hans smells completely different than those robots. He smells like us and disease.
Well, good luck then.
Yeah. Oh, that was a suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
But all right, so we're going to warehouse.
We're going to go to the warehouse. We're going to scope it out and see if there's an easy way for us to gain entry. Maybe you with your magic, or maybe me with distracting them with some nice foods.
Okay. That could work.
Go ahead. Let's start this off with a perception check.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say guidance.
Sure, I'll take your guidance check.
Yeah, sure. Roll plus d4.
I was about to say, I'm sure you're allowed to do your own perception as well.
Mm-hmm. I just want to see what you get. Oh, 17. I might not have to. let's see if I get a natural 20. That's about the only way I could.
Okay, I think we both have the same perception check.
Yep.
Okay, so you scope out the place. There's definitely sort of guards set up out front, but it doesn't seem like you're not trying to break into Fort Knox. There's only like a couple people that are sort of on guard. They're sort of just making sure no one like actively does the thing you're attempting to do.
Yeah, exactly.
So
why would we be doing that?
Yes, I can let you go ahead with a stealth check in order to just sort of like get around the guards. Now, if you do not want to make a stealth check, you can go social. And you can basically go up to the guards to try to perform a distraction. So that will be a deception check in order to basically get the guards' attention and to sort of allow someone else to basically do the breaking and entering.
I'm fine with doing the stealth part version.
Okay.
How about Harry? Are you done with doing the stealth version?
Let me see here. I could turn into a cat.
Nice.
Yeah, they get plus 4 to self.
There you go.
Nice. It's an open window on a high floor. I can toss him in through.
Just throw a cat.
We'll find out, I guess. But we'll self this action. Yeah. I'm going to give you the help action so you have advantage on it.
Okay. Thank you. Let's see.
So I can do that as a bonus action at all times on everything we do.
I have 21 naturally.
Nice.
Oh, damn.
I rolled poorly. I rolled a fighting 2. The halfling 1. Said I can't help myself.
I can't turn you into a cat, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
So Harry jumps up and gets into the building as Darius stumbles and the two guards sort of come around the front and says, "Hey, what are you doing here?"
Oh, hi. Is this not the outhouse?
Go ahead, make a deception roll.
They're sick and always point to the cat. Hey,
re-roll that.
You can re-roll that one. That's a natural one.
Hey, that's a 3 instead. That's a lot better.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I suck at these things. Yeah.
Turns okay. Out. So they sort of level their weapons at you. You're going to have to come with us.
All right.
A cat jumps on their head.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, but you're in.
Oh, fine.
Okay, cat, you're in the building. Yeah, there's a bunch of, like, crates and... So what are you... As Darius is going to leave the scene, what are you going to do? You're now in charge.
Oh, he said he was looking for a crystal and a book, so that should be easy to find in here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you have a bunch of crates, so what are you going to start to, use athletics to open them, or what do you do?
Well, I'm going to start keen smelling, because he said it kind of smelled like Hans.
Okay.
I have keen smell, has an advantage on wisdom perception checks that rely on smell.
Go ahead, make a wisdom perception
check. Yay.
Whoa. Okay.
Right. Yeah, I had advantage, so I'll take the 25. Holy crap.
Yeah. So you're not sure about smelling like Hans, but you do get like the smell of like oil and stuff like that. So like you're now being sort of pushed in the general direction. And so as you start to go off in that general direction, you do see like another guard that is sort of like patrolling on the inside.
Okay, I'm just going to be a cat and I'm just going to walk right by him.
Okay.
With my little tail up. Hi, BB. Did you hear me talking about a cat? It's not another cat, baby, I swear. Okay, sorry.
So here's the question. Yes. Are you trying to sneak by him so he doesn't know that there's a cat in here? Or are you trying to, like, let him know that there's a cat here? And so that he's like, oh, okay, it's just a cat.
I'm just going to walk by like I'm a cat that lives here.
You're going to need to make a deception, but you're going to have advantage on your deception.
Okay.
Ooh, you should have stepped in the spot.
Okay, so he grabs you.
That's exactly what you rolled.
Mm-hmm. He grabs you by the scruff of the neck and says, what is this stray doing in here? And he starts to like walk out of the place with you.
All of a sudden, he's no longer holding a cat. Oh, no. Oh, no. Hang on. Let me see. No, give me the... no, that's what I'm trying to find. I'm trying to find something that's not huge or large. Here we go. Oh, okay, so instead of holding a cat, he is now holding a Deinonychus. He's holding a raptor.
Hey.
It's only medium size, so it works.
He immediately let go because when you shift form, you break grapple. That's just the thing that happens. Mm-hmm. So he immediately let go of you and sort of stumbles backwards, like quickly trying to grab his weapon.
Let me see.
Are you going with intimidate or are you just like rolling to initiative?
No, I'm trying to see. Yeah, I was trying to see if he has something for intimidate, but he does not. But.
I'll give you an intimidate with advantage.
Okay, I was gonna say if the target is prone to Deinonychus, can make one. But no, never mind. I don't want to bite him. That might not end well. Okay, yeah, we'll try. Let's try fearing intimidation with. Oh god, it's minus one. With advantage, you said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
All right, I will let him make a.
Come on, suck. Damn it, prot.
He finds his center. He jumps up. He pulls out his blade, and he's going to charge at you.
Harry suddenly looks very confused and concerned. What do they teach these guys? What kind of training do they have where they just face dinosaurs?
Dean versus your AC.
Oh god, what is the Deinonychus' AC? It is
13.
13. Ow.
That should not have been plus 32.
Thank you.
It's the order. That's not fair, Pride.
It's only a 5. Okay.
It's a 5.
Okay, 5 damage. I can handle that.
But you got some fucking wow damage there for a second.
He starts to yell at you, back.
Ah, back shit, that's me. Not a fucking cat. I thought I started running there.
Let me see here. Oh my god. So, I have, some attacks here.
Orius, get out of there!
Well, a raptor is gonna run around on the boat, like, that's gonna be...
They're not on a boat!
You're in a warehouse.
Oh, in the warehouse, that's right. Yeah, well, I mean, that's still weird.
Yep.
Alright. Okay. It's learning how to open doors. Alright, yeah. He's gonna roar again, and this time he's gonna run. And he said, back. So I'm gonna just act like a raptor and just run away.
Okay.
Following my nose still. Is he following the raptor? Holy fucking shit.
I didn't see your roll. What did you roll for your... I thought you were going to, like, intimidate again, or are you just...
Oh, no, I'm just roaring and running.
Oh, okay, you're not going to even, like, try anything. Okay, he is going to let you run away, because all of a sudden he was fucking with a dinosaur.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Guys, you'll never believe me what's in here.
Okay. And that ends this attempt to break in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is about this book, but it can't be possible for you to steal.
I cannot get it, even like a day early. I can't check this book out.
All right. I'm going to shift to Ilias and Kay.
Okay.
Yes. So, this is Luke. He is a wizard in the employ of the Baron. These are all the work of the past 2.5 months, I believe, that has been at this point, about this plague. And there's just folder over folder over folder. Which languages do you speak?
Give me 2 seconds.
Of course.
Yes.
I have Common, Druidic, Halfling, Infernal, and Sylvan.
Excellent, because I did at some point, after a lack of several days of not meditating, I started writing in Sylvan, so it's good that you will understand.
Yes.
I used a lot of drugs in order to do that, expanding my mind, because this thing was driving me insane at that time. So the background... Yeah, sorry, please.
What kind of drugs?
Look, I know a guy who is a chef. He's very good at it. He knows some people. Like the family of halflings that extended, you might have heard of the halfling weed. It's a thing.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah. I decided against that for long-term practices, but yes. I think there's somewhere a compendium of how this started, but in general, a demigod cursed Hans to infect everything and everyone with this plague, which will kill you.
Cursed parts in the people, or... harvested hearts for cursing.
Oh, it has nothing to do with hearts. It's just a curse that he will spread the sickness.
Okay.
But there is a both a divine and a arcane component to it. I am actually unsure about if there is a druidic part about this, maybe. Yes. I'm very happy that you're willing to help. I admit I am more into sciences and less into medicine.
So that shouldn't be a problem. I just need a few days with the...
Of course, catch yourself up, yes.
Yes. So...
So, Luke will start to speak. So, I think we need to go a bit into the background here, like... I understand what you're saying, but this is getting... Every time we get involved in the situation, it is getting bigger. So, we were hired by the Ghoul Lord to eliminate what we thought was a lich, who turned out to be an underling who worked for a former god at some point. And now... that former god also appears to be the person who cursed, or one of the members of that former god's group seems to be the person who cursed Hans.
Okay.
So everything we've sort of been dealing with all seems to be connected back to this entire larger being that we're trying to take down.
I think I made a... very large, like, blackboard where I did write up how many of our misfortunes were directly connected to hearts. I might have been doing drugs as well. There were quite a lot of them.
So have you actually run into this being or just their underlings?
The god, you mean? Yeah. No. Personally, no. But this god, we do know where this god is. This is actually a different project of ours. The god is currently on its way to wake up or ascend again onto this plane after it has been betrayed and put away by its former minions. Now, the former minions are attempting to stop that. But they're also not cooperating with anyone else because they would like to be a bunch of douchebags, let's be honest. Very powerful beings by themselves.
What kind of beings are they? Like humans?
Or... Yes. The answer is not as simple. They were all... chancellors who have members of his court who have aligned themselves with one type of power, fire, death, healing.
It turns out the chancellor of the life healing is the one who cursed us with the plague,
and the one of fire is the one who on this it's basically the gatekeeper to keep this god locked in.
So, what makes you think there is a druidic component to this curse?
I'm not saying there isn't, but I am... I'm not saying there is. I'm saying that I am not a healer, and while I am very confident in my own arcane abilities, as well as both understanding and breaking the laws of physics and mathematics, I am not, in fact, a man of medicine or a studied doctor or someone who has dabbled into the primal magics of this world.
I see.
So, since this being is so much more older, ancient, and from a time when powers of magic are more murky and less, as I directed as they are today, it might be prudent to have someone check that out from that angle, at least.
I'm happy to do it, and I'm going to sit down in the middle of the floor with the book and start looking through it.
Look, I like them. They are very... Yes.
Go ahead, make a nature good check.
Make a what?
Nature check.
Nature check. Eight. Here you go.
Okay. You do notice some of the stuff that he was sort of referring to, that he was trying to allude to. Like, you know, like, the treatment for some of the symptoms, but sort of one of the major problems that it appears to be is that there is an intelligence behind this disease. There is literally a force behind this. So it's not even so much as, like, you're attempting to cure the disease, but you're also trying to sort of outsmart the disease. And there, you simultaneously, not only are you dealing with the disease, but it's also basically a curse in origin. It's being given down to you from sort of like this dark being. So you not only do you have to cure the disease, you also have to break the curse. And that's sort of where it seems that they were sort of going towards. So you definitely think that you could come in and help out on the curative nature of this, like, once that curse has been broken, but it basically all comes down to, like, there's this other larger thing that has to be broken in order for you to think that it could be cured. But, going through all of this, you think the main sort of thing is, if you took someone who was sort of afflicted by this, and you put him in some sort of place that basically nullifies magic, you think it would just be between them and the disease. Like, if you could get the person into that situation, you think you could cure that individual, because now you're only dealing with the disease. But then you're also losing a lot of what you have to bring to the table because you don't have magic.
Okay, so I convey all of that information that I think there is something here, but I'm going to take the extra time to study it a little bit closer.
Absolutely. Why are soldiers carrying out some of the Warforged? Excuse me, I need to talk to the Baron.
Okay. By the way, Robert, did you also have notes about just the, whatchamacallit, the counselors in general, along with the information on the disease? Or are you
I
just
do believe that has been done and will be made available.
Okay.
Yes. I'm fine with that. I just didn't want to, like, just toss plot for the next half an hour.
That's fine, but we also need to bring players up to speed on
know,
a lot
I
of
know,
this.
I know.
Okay, Arya.
Yes?
There is something in his notes that you recognize that he seems to have sort of pushed to the side. I'll let you go ahead, make a religion check. And I'll give you advantage on this. Okay. So you can make a second roll and take the higher one.
Oh, second roll?
Yep, yeah, you have advantage, so.
Advantages in 5th edition is you roll twice and take the higher result.
So you got a natural 20 on this. Okay. I want to see how I can convey this information. Robert?
Yes?
Shut up. I'm saying this to you in advance, because if you pick up on this plot detail, you might get excited and say something. So I need you to just hold off for a couple minutes until she talks to you. Okay? Thank you. Okay. You recognize some information here about what appears to be something about this whole situation appears to be connected with this older deity known as the Raven Queen that you don't think was actually picked up originally in, like, all of these notes. It appears that she might have been involved in all of this. You recognize basically an ancient symbol of her in association with the Counselor of Death, and you're not sure what that means. But you also don't see any other connection in the notes that you can sort of make with all this. By the way, as a person, do you know who the Raven Queen is?
No.
Okay. I'm going to send you background information.
Okay.
Just know in our setting, she has been transposed. And there's a different... There's actually no God of Death, quote unquote. Okay. Which we'll get into at a later time. That's nothing that you really need to concern yourself with, Elle. Okay. So I'm going to whisper this to you. Okay, you can just familiarize yourself. That is the individual that you think is somehow associated, and you think, according to the information that you have, that she may in fact have been the Counselor of Death. But again, you'll have to speak to Ilias about this later to figure out what that actually means, but I'm giving you this information in the background. Now I'm going to shift back to Ilias, as Ilias is going to confront the, whatchamacallit, the Baron.
My lord.
Ilias, I know why you're here.
Yes?
He takes off his shirt.
Oh, are we shipping Evan and...
No, sorry, I just thought...
Curtis, we can get douchebag right
now. Sorry, muting!
Hans requested the ability to research some of the Warforged. I gave him some of them. As Artificer, he might get more information on them. I knew it would be not the best research room if it happened in the same location as you. So I had the soldiers bring some to a different research area for him.
I'm a very civilized man, so I will not grab random things and toss them away in order to break them, in order to show just how angry I am. So we are, what, sacrificing wonderfully good specimens in order to appease a child who has done nothing but basically bungle every single job he has been given? We are just doing that now, just so that he doesn't find something else to do, which may then create even larger consequences for us?
I am trusting Luke to keep Hans's focus in this case. And between
Luke is working with me very hard on several other projects which we are doing. We are doing headway. In addition, he cannot babysit Hans.
In this case, you also stated that this was another project thrown on your plate, which means, well,
yes, but one which at least I will do proficiently and not haphazardly.
And you will do proficiently with 5 less specimens.
You're giving away a opportunity to someone who has not the mind of a capable researcher.
So as you guys discuss this, you hear a loud voice approaching. He appears to be talking to someone, and you hear him say, and by the way, I will let Sam make a perception check on who this individual is. He said, "If he said he sent them here for healing, I am sure they're all fine and we can turn them over. Let me go talk to him so I can understand what is going on."
Oh, fantastic. Well, I did roll 16. Do I know who's saying this?
Yes, you know that is the Judge Atom.
Ah, okay, Judge Atom. Perfect. Is he going to come
knock at your door?
Oh. Ilias, this 1 second, please. Thank you very much.
Yes, you Ilias can
will it's sit fine down on. Somewhere. You can be
healed. I don't think there's going to be more combat tonight. You're fine.
Ilias will sit down and press the dissertation himself up some tea. I am a wizard.
Come in.
Okay, and then you see the paladin Tom. He walks into your room. And then he sort of looks at you and says, "I have just been having a very long conversation with the delegates who are here from the Kingdom of Arenthal, and we should turn over their soldiers."
You mean the soldiers who made an illegal attack against the Baron?
They, according to them, no one attacked the Baron. According to all the witnesses we spoke to, no one attacked the Baron.
Actually, we are all sworn to the Baron, and they did attack his property, which means they made a indirect attack against the Baron himself. We that are, is by law, and I will quote where in the law that is, justified to defend ourselves with lethal force.
Oh, lethal force. So they're dead?
No, so I didn't say that. I'm saying we are allowed to do that.
Okay, and now that the situation is over, I am saying we're going to turn over our, I guess, prisoners to the delegation from another kingdom to avoid any further repercussions.
Mm. Excuse me one moment, please. Ilias leans over to whisper into the ear of the Baron. You know, Hans did technically kill all of them, so we could toss him under the proverbial wagon there.
There should not be any need for that, Judge. These soldiers came from a ship, attacked a person of my land. He defended himself. We did not know the full status of the soldiers. Once again, soldiers who without approaching the town council first, initiated an attack immediately after coming into these lands. We then took them away to see if we could heal the damage that was done. They cannot be healed. They are dead. And they are now ours. There was no deal to return corpses to these people. Their soldiers attacked and were...
If they're dead, fine. I can make arguments about that. But why are we not turning over the dead to the kingdom that they belong to, so at least they can deal with whatever funeral rites there needs to be?
In this case, Judge, then these Warforged, we believe, have a connection with associates that are also responsible for the fire plague that ravaged these lands. So we have to research and look into them.
Their biological weapon we are trying to contain.
That we can.
He looks between the two of you. They're being looked at, called, and treated as soldiers from another property. From another country. We need to just turn them over. I am sorry, but what you're doing is what you're doing could potentially be called desecrating the dead of another country's soldiers.
Should we make an argument for them coming into our land and attacking the Baron first?
That is perfectly fine, but I don't know if we could defend ourselves if we decide to get into open conflict.
I think I will allow a compromise, or at least suggest one. They are held in contempt until a reasonable amount is paid as reparations to the damages erected against the Baron.
Go ahead, make a diplomacy roll.
Oh god, terrible at those. Diplomacy is not a thing.
You're telling a minor city-state to do something that will piss off a major country.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the first time I did that.
I realize that.
Yeah, good. Also, I was in a large room last time as well, so sue me.
Okay, so that's a 10. He sort of looks at you and says, "All right, I'm going to level with you. We're turning them over. If I have to send my soldiers, we're turning them over. I'll give you 2 days, and then we're turning them over."
That sounds completely fair and justified.
Yes, wonderful. Yes, absolutely. We should do that. You're right.
Okay. He then leaves.
That was very unreasonable. Yes. You should tell Hans to fill all of those bodies with explosives. Just no one reports back from that ship. Absolutely no one.
Yes. I will say when the judge and them are gone too, I will tell Ilias. I expect at least 7 of these specimens to be lost in a lab fire that will occur in the next 2 days.
You might be better off talking to Darius about that one. He is a very skilled individual.
Then I will send Darius your way to understand.
No. I am just conveniently going to leave the area.
At least I'm going to have him ask you what should not be destroyed in the lab fire.
Oh, gotcha. Yes, of course. In fact, why don't I put them into a different place right now?
Sounds perfect. Don't know what type of... We don't know what might happen to them, so they should not be with our other equipment. Yeah.
But seriously, get Hans onto the whole explosive. We cannot let them get.
The Hans is what I'm going to have to convince to just give them up to begin with.
Okay, I'm sorry. This is between us, and I know I don't really bother with that. You're the Baron. You have the authority to order. It. Them. Whatever.
Ilias, absolute power does not exist in our kingdom.
No, it doesn't.
It is better to negotiate to make sure it is peacefully resolved rather than demanding it.
Yeah, but he's also a member of your army.
I understand that. But just like with all my people, they follow because they believe we are trying to do something right, not because I order them to do something right.
I'm a level of you.
Even though some would consider the fact of us desecrating sentient beings and
let me level
death ritual, like research effort may not be right, but we're going to ignore that fact.
Let me level with you, if I may, since we are having a moment here.
Yes.
I did not come into your service because it was easy and because you are a nice person. In fact, on the whole scale of things, you are nobody who had recently lost their lands. Had no supporters, had very little backing. I came because I wanted to go to someone who was desperate so that things could be done efficiently.
Then I apologize, I am not as much of a pushover as you wish me to be.
You're not a pushover. You are naive, incredibly so. You look at people not as the broken remnants of someone who has lost their homeland, desperate to get it back, but as someone who is desperately naive, believing in the good of people.
You want me to say the situation allows people to be different. And I'm saying people should be allowed to be the same way no matter the situation. So yes, I am naive, but I will continue to be so. Because the world would be better with more naive people in it.
You are my baron and I've sworn my loyalty and my services. I will not question you in public ever. I will, however, in these cases, ask to mayhaps change your attitude and see to that you establish an order which is to be obeyed. Especially now, since we are landed once more.
And because of that, I say it is even more important for people to follow me because they think it is what I do is right.
Well, I'm not saying become a tyrant. I am, however, saying that you are giving everyone the freedom to do as they like if chaos ensues. I will go and see to that the bodies are put into a separate place, which will be left to Darius to deal.
Thank you, and if you could send for Darius on your way, I would appreciate that.
I don't know where he is, but I will find him.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. And we'll be right back with the last episode, or the last part of this episode.
Yay.
Stop.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the adventure. Stay tuned for more episodes. You can watch us play on twitch.tv at the Guildhall Podcast channel. If you want to join a game or just say hi, stop by our Discord. Details are at the-guildhall.net. The music in this episode was created by Philip E. Ray and used under Creative Commons. Thank you, and I hope to see you next time.